distinguished committee members, delegates and civil society. On behalf of the Center for Migration, Gender and Justice, a migrant, women and youth-led organization committed to advancing human rights at the intersection of migration and gender.
La intérprete se disculpa, pero la calidad del sonido es insuficiente para realizar la interpretación.
Under the Convention on Migrant Workers. Benin stands as a key migration hub in West Africa, serving as both a country of origin and destination for migrants seeking economic opportunity. Still, for the 52.9% of migrant women in Benin, as well as LGBTQIA+ and gender diverse individuals, the journey to fair treatment is far from complete. These migrants often work in informal sectors like agriculture and commerce, where the lack of regulations and protections heightens their vulnerability to labor rights violations, exploitations, and trafficking. Despite Benin's labor code, constitution, new recruitment law, and the planned national labor policy promising equal treatment, we are yet to see consistent, enforceable safeguards for these vulnerable groups. Our Gender Migration Index, a guidance tool for migration policy, reveals only a moderate level of gender responsiveness in Benin's protection of migrant workers. In the 20-page state report, we only found 13 mentions of women, girls, gender-based violence, or sex. This reflects critical but sparse acknowledgements of the realities that migrant women face every day. Missing entirely are the protections for LGBTQIA+ and gender diverse individuals who are left without legal recognition or support in a country where their status alone can amplify their vulnerability to violence and discrimination. Let's consider the situation of migrant workers in Benin's informal labor market. These workers often lack legal status, barring them from accessing basic rights and leaving them without recourse when they experience exploitation or violence. This carries gendered implications in sectors such as domestic work, and without the ratification of ILO Convention C-189, gendered labor protections remain largely missing. Similarly, when we look at gender-based violence, we see further shortcomings. Benin passed Act No. 2011-26 to prevent and penalize violence against women and girls, but enforcement thereof appears weak. Officers of the law often lack the training and resources needed to act, and social stigma prevent many victims from seeking justice. This is more than a gap in the legal system. It's a violation of basic human rights that leaves countless women and girls in fear and harm's way. To this end, the ratification of the new ILO C-190 on violence and harassment in the world of work will be an important move towards enhancing gendered labor protections. Additionally, trafficking continues to impact lives, with women and girls being main targets. Though Benin has bilateral agreements with neighboring countries to address trafficking, research suggests that, again, enforcement is minimal. And the prevailing lack of gender disaggregated data in this regard leaves room for improvement. This is especially so as it concerns sexual exploitation and domestic servitude, which disproportionately affect young migrant women and girls. Finally, Benin's participation in the Global Compact for Migration is a positive step, and with the upcoming adoption of Africa's Regional Plan of Action in December, we urge Benin to prioritize gender-specific labor protection measures. What is needed is clear action and commitments to enhance enforcement of existing labor laws in a gender-responsive way. Secondly, immediate ratification of ILO Conventions C-189 and C-190. And lastly, improved data collection mechanism in areas such as trafficking. In closing, we recognize the progress Benin has made in protecting migrant workers, but progress embedded in international and national legal frameworks without enforcement mechanisms that are gender responsive means that half of all migrant women remain left behind. The time for gender justice beyond borders is now. Thank you.